chapter 17 to 20. And these are the names of the holy messengers who keep watch. Uriel, one of the holy messengers, the one who is over the world and Tartaros. Raphael, one of the holy messengers, the one who is over the spirits of the humans. Reuel, one of the holy messengers, the one who is tending the world of the luminaries. Michael, one of the holy messengers, the one who has been appointed over the good things of the people. Sariel, one of the holy messengers, the one who is over the spirits of the sons of the humans who are sinning against the spirit. Gabriel, one of the holy messengers, the one who is over the garden and the seraphs and the cherubs. Remiel, one of the holy messengers, the one whom God has put over those who rise. The names of the seven chief messengers. And they took me and led me away to a certain region, where those who were there were like a flaming fire. And whenever they want, they take on an appearance of humans. And they led me away to a dark region and to a mountain whose peak reached into the heavens. And I saw a region of the luminaries and the storehouses of the stars and of the thunders. And into the depths of the air, where a bow of fire and its arrows and their quivers were, and the sword of fire and all the flashes of lightning. And they led me away to flowing waters and to a fire of the west, which provides all the sunsets. And we came to a river of fire, whose fire flows down like water and discharges into a great sea of the west. I saw all the great rivers, and I went as far as the great river and as far as the great darkness. And I departed for where no flesh walks. I saw the wintry winds of the darkness and the gushing of all the waters of the abyss. I saw the mouth of all the rivers of the earth and the mouth of the abyss. I saw the storehouses of all the winds. I saw how through them he arranged all created things. And I saw the foundation of the earth and the cornerstone of the earth. I saw the four winds supporting the earth and the firmament of the heavens. And I saw how the winds stretch out the height of the heavens. And they stand between the earth and the heavens. They are the pillars of the heavens. I saw the winds which are turning the heavens and causing the sphere of the sun and all the stars to set. I saw the winds on the earth bearing a cloud. I saw the paths of the messengers. I saw at the ends of the earth the firmament of the heavens above. I proceeded and saw a region which is burning night and day, where there are the seven mountains of precious stones, three lying to the east and three to the south. And indeed, of those to the east, one is of colored stone, but one is of pearl, and one is the color of antimony. But those to the south are made of a fiery stone. But the middle one of them reached to the heavens like a throne of a god, of emeralds. And the top of the throne was of a sapphire stone. And I saw a burning fire. Beyond these mountains is a region, an edge of the great earth. There, the heavens come to an end. And I saw a great chasm between pillars of heavenly fire. And I saw in it pillars of fire descending, and they were not measurable, either in depth nor in height. And beyond this chasm, I saw a region where there was neither a firmament of the heavens above, nor firmly founded earth beneath it. Neither was there water upon it, nor bird. Instead, the place was desolate and fearsome. There I saw seven stars like great burning mountains. When I inquired about them, the messenger spoke,
"This place is the end of the heavens and earth. This has become a prison for the stars and the powers of the heavens. And the stars which are rolling over in the fire, these are the ones which transgressed the command of the Lord in the beginning of their rising, because they did not come out at their appointed times. And he was angry with them, and bound them until the time of the consummation of their sins, 10,000 years.
And Uriel spoke to me,
"Here, in this place, stand the messengers who mated with the women. And their spirits, assuming many forms, are ruining the humans, and will lead them astray to sacrifice to the demons, as to gods, until the day of the great judgment, in which they will be judged with finality. And the women of the transgressing messengers will become sirens."
I, Enoch, alone saw the spectacles, the extremities of all things. And no one among humans has seen as I saw.